Okay, the next section is on characteristics of a good life coach. Now, some of these are characteristics that are part of your personality already. Some of them are things that you can learn, that you can develop. One, obviously, is that you need to be well-trained. There are entirely too many people out there calling themselves a life coach, and they haven't been trained, and they don't really know what they're doing. And they could actually be doing damage to people, or certainly not being helpful. A life coach needs to be compassionate. You really need to be the kind of person that cares about the other people and cares about helping them to accomplish whatever it is in their life that they're looking to accomplish. So compassion needs to be genuine, and you really have that desire to help people. A good life coach is resourceful. That is, the good life coach knows what kinds of resources are available in the community, what kinds of tools and things that people could use to help them with whatever the situation is that they come to you with, and be able to make referrals or to refer people to specific books or programs and things like that. So you need to know your business. A life coach needs to be a good listener, and we'll talk later in the skills section about how to be a good listener and the different types of listening. But a lot of times what your client needs is just somebody to listen and to care about what it is that they're trying to do with their life. You know, even if we weren't, you know, helping them to get to their goal, the function of listening and caring is very important. A good life coach is a good communicator. And as we'll talk later, communication is a two-way street. You need to be able to get your point across to your client, and you need to understand what your client is trying to communicate to you. So you'll understand their motivation, their commitment to the process. And you have to be flexible. We never know what's going to happen in a client's life, or our own lives for that matter. You know, we may have something completely planned out in our head or planned out on paper, and circumstances change. And one of the things that a life coach has to be is flexible enough to adapt to change, but still keep your eye on the goal. Okay, some of the benefits for the client of life coaching is obviously the person achieves their goal. This is something that they may have been wanting to do since childhood. It may be something that's very, very important to them. And as a life coach, it's our job to help them to achieve that goal. Another benefit of the life coaching is that they have a specific plan to achieve that goal. Often people say that they have a goal, but they really have no idea how they're going to get there or what needs to happen between now and achieving the goal. So with life coaching, they have a specific plan. They know what to do next. Often we think of a goal as something off in the future and something, yes, I would like to do, but don't think about the specifics of getting from where they are to where they want to be. Another benefit is the accountability. Often people are on their own in trying to achieve their goals. With the accountability function of life coaching, we are there to say, well, last week you said you were going to do so-and-so. You know, were you able to accomplish that or not? And just knowing that somebody cares and is going to be asking the question helps people to be more motivated and to be more accountable to their coach. The support. We support the client's desire to achieve the goal. We support that client's efforts to achieve that goal. And again, often people are alone in trying to achieve some goal. They don't really have the support of their family, their coworkers, or anybody else. So life coaching gives people the support that they need and the motivation. It's very easy to put off things, to say, okay, well, I'll do that tomorrow, or to get involved in other things and get busy and just not maintain that motivation. But part of the life coach's job is to keep the person motivated to achieve that goal. And the accomplishment. It's not just the accomplishment of the final goal, but in the process itself, people will get the motivation from accomplishing the steps along the way to the major goal and the direction that they're going. There are six critical aspects of life coaching. Okay. There are a lot of different aspects, but these six are the most important aspects of life coaching. One is that it be holistic. Okay. You have to consider all influences in the person's life. You can't just pull out their desire to be an opera singer and keep and deal with that separately from everything else in their life, because things happen day after day. And so we must consider all those other influences. So you must be holistic in your approach, because we don't exist in isolation. You know, there's our family, our work, health, culture, different things that influence our ability to accomplish the task that we've been assigned. And circumstances change. You know, a person may change jobs. They may have relationship problems at home. That the desire that they came in with to achieve a goal may change. They may decide that they'd rather do something else, or some circumstances may make that goal either easier or more difficult to attain. The second is life coaching is looking forward. Unlike therapy, unlike counseling, we don't look back in the past and try to figure out why something happened. Okay? We just take the fact that, okay, it happened, and the only thing that we're concerned with is how the past affects their ability to attain the goal in the future. Okay? So we take the person as they are, where they are, and look forward. Yes.
How do you deal with that when it is a situation where the client feels like it's something from the past that they are not able, mm-hmm. that is holding them back? So right. How do you then help them to move forward, but yet still needing them to deal
right.
with whatever it is? So how do you
Okay. If there's something in the past that affects them from this point forward, then we may have to go back and deal with that. But we don't do it like in a therapeutic model where we go back and talk about, you know, ask about family and things like that. As we will note when we get to the skills portion of this training, that there are techniques that we use to find out what are some of those subconscious influences that may be holding us back, or self-sabotage, keeping us from attaining what we need to do. Okay, so that we'll do. But most often people aren't even aware of those things that are holding them back. Okay? That's why I say we look at the past only if it's an ongoing obstacle, something that's keeping them from doing something today. And when we talk about the past, we talk about what happened, not why. The motivation, or, you know, why implies there's a judgment to be made about why did you do that, or why did you let him do that to you, or why, whatever. We just deal with what happened and how does that influence, or how does that affect you moving forward from today. Okay, the third critical aspect is it is collaborative. And this is a very important part of life coaching, because the coach and the client work together in developing a plan to attain the goal. All steps in the process have to be agreed upon, and it helps the client to own the plan. It becomes their plan, not the coach's plan. And since the client and the coach work together to develop this plan to achieve that goal, then one benefit for the coach is the client can't come back and say, oh, it's your fault that it didn't work, you know, because it's something that you do together. You know, even the individual steps you do together, and they agree to it. So it's not the coach telling somebody what to do. It's the coach facilitating the client coming up with those steps themselves. Okay. The fourth aspect is challenging. Obviously, the client, before they came to you, has probably tried to do this on their own, and they failed. So what we try to do is to look at options that they may not have tried in the past. Try to push the envelope. Use some out-of-the-box alternatives, things that go beyond the things that they've tried in the past that haven't worked. We do test their commitment. You know, if they're willing to do some of the out-of-the-box things, it may show a greater commitment than if they're not. And we encourage them to take the extra effort in doing whatever needs to be done to achieve this goal. Critical aspect is, again, being flexible. When we develop a plan for the person to attain their goal, we have a time frame on that plan. We think they're going to be able to do this in 3 months, in 6 months, in 12 months, whatever. But something may happen that either collapses that time frame or extends that time frame. Because whenever we develop the plan, it's just a guess. I mean, it's something, this is what we're going to try. And it may work, it may not work. So we constantly make changes in the plan as we go, as we have successes and as we have setbacks. The person's priorities may change. There may be things, other things happening in their life. They may say, yes, I really, really still want to do whatever it is, but first I need to do something that's more pressing. And when we get into the section on motivation, we'll talk more about that. Intervening factors that happened, wavering motivation. People do waver in their motivation and their ability to keep working toward obtaining that goal. And it's part of our job as coaches to keep that motivational level up and to keep them motivated going toward their goal. Now, the sixth thing is we never know what's going to happen. There are always unexpected results, okay? The goal may become unrealistic. The person may have suddenly have a medical problem that makes their goal impossible to obtain if they wanted to be a professional athlete, for instance. Lack of sufficient support. You know, it may be that their family, their spouse, or whoever really decides that they don't want to support your client in obtaining that goal. Okay, so and that can really change their motivation and the time frame as well. The task may become or may be more difficult than you expected. It's easy when you're sitting down with your client thinking about, okay, in order to get over here, when you need to do this, this, and this, and we assume a certain level of difficulty in getting from that point A to point B. But some of those steps may be more difficult for the client than we thought. So instead of taking 2 weeks, it may take 3 weeks, may take 6 weeks. And all of our efforts in helping the person go from step to step to step, you know, we may be making progress, but our progress may lead to unexpected results. Like this poor fellow here, he's making progress digging, but the result he's going to obtain, I don't think is exactly what he was looking for. Okay, well next we will look at the types of life coaching in the next module.